is to be here in Washington on this date and commemorate this special event. My name is Dan Murray. I'm the prosecutor here in Davis County. But I just can't express enough how overwhelmed I am by this turnout and how exciting it is to be part of this. But before we begin, I would like to invite Minister Christopher Wiles to come up here for the invocation.
This is awesome. This is such a cool event, and God has done so many great things in the history of Washington that we definitely want to praise God and honor him for this day. So let's pray together. Father, we begin today by thanking you. We begin today by thanking you for the faith that you have instilled in the hearts of people within this area, within Washington. Father, we thank you for the faith that has grown throughout the last 200 years of this area being known as Washington. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do, and if it's your will, 200 years to come. So Father, we simply say thanks. We invite you to be part of our ceremony here today, that it might honor you, and that it might encourage all of those who watch it as it's recorded, who see it live today, and Father, people who relive it in 50 years. God, please bless Washington. We celebrate what you've done, but we know you've got even better things in store. So, Father, we invite you to be a part of this ceremony today. We ask that you bless this time capsule and all the things that go in it so that they can accurately represent what life is like in 2016 and 17. And, Father, in 2066, may hearts be encouraged as it's open. May hearts praise you. May hearts thank you for the wonderful community we have here in Washington. Father, we invite you to bless the lives of all of our residents, all of our neighbors, and may this be a testimony and a tribute of love to them. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, who showed us how to love neighbors and be community. It's in him that we pray, and thank you for Washington. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Wiles, and now I'm going to ask Sarah Browning to come forward, and she's going to sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the
Was that terrific or what? I mean, in the wind, excellent job, Sarah. That was amazing. All right, we're going to kick it off here today with our first guest speaker, and it is my pleasure to introduce and announce who I believe to be one of the most effective mayors in the history of Washington, my friend Joe Wellman.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Thank you all for being here for what is a very fitting culmination of our city's bicentennial celebration. You might expect me to start out talking about the history of Washington this afternoon, but I'm not going to do that. There have been plenty of venues over the last year and a half where that has been done, and it has been done by a number of individuals who are much better versed at that than I. But I do want to spend a few minutes just talking about our bicentennial celebration and what all happened and how we got it all put together. Believe it or not, it's been better than 3 years ago that I called together a lunchtime crowd or lunchtime at a local restaurant, invited people to come if they were interested in starting to put together a bicentennial celebration. And I thought, well, if we get 8 or 10 or maybe a dozen people there, well, those of you that were there can attest that there were probably at least 40 people there. And from that, that alone was impressive. In early discussions, though, it also became evident that the group wanted to do more than have a one-weekend event. We started brainstorming ideas, and it became evident that we were going to do more than just have a carnival for 3 or 4 days. Started talking about a lot of different events, what they wanted to do, and how we wanted to attract various age groups and people with varied interests. The group put together various committees that included events, which would coordinate all the different activities going on with a lot of subcommittees underneath them, publicity, to be in charge of the media, newspaper, radio, marketing, internet, a branding group that put together our theme and our logo, a finance group, and a steering committee to coordinate all of that. But added to that, there seemed to be a desire that people wanted to do more, and we developed an additional focus. People start asking things like, well, we naturally want to celebrate our history, obviously, for 200 years, but we'd also like to take it a bit further and see what we could do to help build our future also. That resulted in a task force that we dubbed Life Improvement, a group that wanted to do things to enhance quality of life and different things that would last more than 1 year. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes, but all that put together, looking at our history and eyeing the future, resulted in our theme being celebrating the past, building the future. Thanks to these groups and what ended up involving more than 100 volunteers, the city of Washington put on a bicentennial celebration that really has gone on for more than 18 months. All during calendar year 2016, we saw something, more than one thing, every single month of the year for people to do. We started off with a very successful gala kickoff in November of 2015, and today we're concluding that party. Along the way, we participated in a lot of activities, and I don't need to recount all them for you because we'd be here too long, and I know how Dan tries to keep on time here. But if you can't remember all of them, please go to the museum. We're dedicating this time capsule today. But the items that are going to go in it are going to be on display in the museum for at least another month before it's actually put in there and officially sealed up. But so get up there and look at those things. It'll bring back some wonderful memories of what all we did. Because I went up there the other day for another visit, and I saw things that I had almost forgotten that we did. So... what we're doing today is a portion of that work about the look forward part of that. This new park, this new walkway here, is a joint project that came partially from their desire, that group's work. It's been paid for through the City of Washington, the Davis County Economic Development Foundation, and a grant from the Indiana Office of Rural and Community Affairs. And we appreciate the involvement of their organization also. In addition to making a downtown improvement for current and future citizens, three other future benefit projects came out of that. They include funding toward future city entrance signage, the establishment of an endowment in the Davis County Community Foundation for the development of future leaders of our community, and then seed money that kicked off this year's community concert series, which our second concert will be coming up shortly. I want to thank the committee for being forward-looking in that regard. So when one reviews the list of activities that we've enjoyed this from that very first event on, Washington's Bicentennial truly did offer something for everyone. Music and history lovers, athletes and dancers, families and young people, business and classic car owners, parade participants and fireworks watchers, church choirs, and locals and visitors from afar. I invite all of you to go to the museum if you've not been up to see the displays that are up there of all the things that are somehow magically going to fit in that time capsule. I think we may have to bring in some of the longhorn steers or something from the community to sit on the thing. I'm not sure. But I understand the museum personnel are going to have them on display at least through next month, so please go up there and look at it, because once the items are put in this capsule, it won't be reopened until 2066, when Washington celebrates its 250th birthday. As I've said many times, I extend my heartfelt appreciation to every volunteer who had any part, large or small, with our bicentennial celebration. I have told other mayors around the state, I've told other people, that I would stack our celebration here against any other community's bicentennial, even maybe against the state of Indiana, in that we had things going on all the time. I want to thank also every business that's listed on the back of your program, because they supported us financially as part of a fundraising effort that generated more money than I certainly anticipated when we started. And because of that, and because of your participation and involvement, we're able to do a lot of things. I want to thank each of you, volunteers, businesses, and my fellow city employees, many of whom also helped in putting a lot of these things on. I can assure you that I, for one, appreciate everybody's effort. It's been a true honor to serve as mayor of our great city during our city's 200th year of existence. I've written a letter that will go in this time capsule addressed to the mayor and citizens of 2066. I've bragged in that letter about a lot of the local volunteerism and about the caring attitude of you all, of the citizens of our community who pitched in and who continue to be part of so many community service projects in our community. That attitude is a big part of what makes Washington, Washington, and why I love to call Washington my home. I hope each of you feel the same way. And while I can also fairly much assure you that I will not be the mayor in 2066, I hope that the cooperation and volunteerism and the desire to make our community better will continue into the next 50 years. As we move into those 50 years, I'm satisfied that we are continuing to pass on to our children and our grandchildren a community that takes pride in itself, welcomes newcomers, works hard, and still hangs on to its traditional values in order that those who live here 50 years from now can look back and say, thanks for doing it right, way back there in 2016. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. At this time, I want to ask Ron Arnold to come up here to talk about the Millennium Walkway Bicentennial Park.
Thank you, Dan. Mayor, how do I follow that? Charles Schulz, famous cartoonist, said, life's like a 10-speed bike. Most of us have gears we never find. Henry David Thoreau says, success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. The groups that have been involved, and not only in this park, but the Millennial Committee, the museum, the mayor, the city council, my board members, if you noted the hospital and how they approached this project, and especially the weekend they were moving in, Dan Alcorn is here from Garmond, and he was the construction manager for the project. But these are all individuals, groups, that have found success and have found those upper gears. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron, for that, and thank you for all your contributions to this project as well. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce our VIP guest. He comes to us from literally across the street. But he is more than willing to represent us in Indianapolis and has done so in splendid fashion for years now. So would you join me in welcoming our Senator, Eric Basler.
Well, that's some pressure, being the VIP person here today. I think that you'll be interested to know that when the mayor asked me, a couple weeks ago to speak, in my heart of hearts, I'd hoped that maybe I'd just kind of be able to, when the mayor asked me to be here, in my heart of hearts, I think I kind of hope to be here and just kind of be behind the scenes and talk with people. But then he told me he wanted me to speak. And now I find out today from Dan that I'm the VIP here. So I guess I better knock it out of the park. I can't help but think that you'll all be appreciative of the fact that I took a walk down Main Street today. And prior to taking a walk down Main Street, I had a speech that was about 2.5 pages worth of bullet points. And I don't know if anybody would want to be here quite that long. So as I was walking down Main Street, it got me thinking about a lot of things about Main Street and the history of Washington. And I end up with a few bullet points on a small 3x5 card. So I'm getting some applause for that, I guess. And the reason I really started to rethink what I was going to say tonight was because as I walked down Main Street, I couldn't help but think back, as many of you will be able to do, to what Main Street was like 50 years ago. Now, admittedly, 50 years ago, I was 4 years old, so my memories were a little bit vague. But I do have some memories of Main Street when I was about my son's age. My son's 7. And I remember with my dad walking onto Kramer's. And boy, anybody who's from Washington sure knows Kramer's. And we sure know the conies that we could get at Kramer's. There were times when we would walk down, maybe on a winter Saturday and have a cup of hot chocolate at Kramer's. And we probably surely remember Murphy's and Tyndall's Five and Dime. We remember Lord's Hardware. We remember Arnold's Red and White. We remember some of the things that used to be here many years ago. And as I get older, I sometimes, as I'm becoming part of that old-timer generation, I sometimes think, boy, wouldn't it be neat if that were still on Main Street? Or wouldn't it be neat if this were still on Main Street? And in some ways, Main Street can be seen as a microcosm, not just of Washington and Daviess County, but really of the state and the nation and the world, for that matter. And when we think about when we think about Main Street as a microcosm, things have changed on Main Street in the last 50 years, haven't they? They've changed in the last 100 years. And in some ways, I think, boy, I wish things would stay the same. But we know that they can't, don't we? And so I hope that all of us continue to embrace the change that is coming, the change that has come. We still have an awfully darn nice Main Street, don't we? We've got the Core Center. We've got a rejuvenated Daviess County Museum that we should all be very proud of. We've got the Stitching Post and Bambini's and the Lemon Tree. Maybe this will be a shameless plug for my wife, but we've got a coffee house down the street. And we have a thriving Main Street because people had a vision for what they wanted Washington to be, what they wanted Daviess County to be. And our challenge as we see where Main Street was and we see where Main Street is to where do we want Main Street to be? What do we want Main Street to be tomorrow? What do we want Main Street to be for our children? What do we want Main Street to be when we open up this capsule in 50 years? And even what do we want Main Street to be at our tricentennial 100 years from now? And so I think our challenge is, as a community, is to be thinking about those things, to be engaged, to have a vision for where it is that we want to go. Yes, where do we want to go for Main Street, but also where do we want to go as a community? When I put on my state senate hat, I think about obviously the things we do at the state level and how can we have a state that thrives. I wish I could take credit for all this, but I've only been in the state senate for about 2.5 years now. But about 10 or 15 years ago, there was a significant change in the direction of the state of Indiana. And now today, the Tax Foundation ranks Indiana as the number one business tax-friendly state in the nation. Well, I think all of you know what that means for business in Indiana, don't we? It means that businesses can start here, can grow here, can thrive, can move here, and be successful. There's a slew of publications, and probably the mayor or Ron would be better at this than I, but there's a slew of publications, trade publications, that rank Indiana as one of the top 10 states to do business in, the top 10 out of 50. That's something we should be proud of. And then finally, a month or so ago, U.S. News and World Report ranked the state government as the number one state government in the nation, number one. We've got Indiana going the right direction. Do we walk on water at the state level? Absolutely not. Do we have work to do? You bet we do. We have lots of challenges to face to face in the future, and we'll face those. We'll face those and hit them head on. We'll do good things, but we'll also make mistakes along the way. And as we make those mistakes, we'll go back and fix them. So when we think of now, if I take my state senate hat off and I put my Washingtonian hat on again, I was away from Washington for about 20 years. And 17 years ago, in the year 2000, my wife and I decided to come back here to raise our children. And we came back here because this was home. This is a good place to raise kids, and all of you know that. It's a good place to have a family, and that's why we came back here. And so as I talk with all of you, but not just you, the whole community, I ask you to be engaged. Be engaged in that process of setting a great vision for the future, not just for us, but for the young people that are standing right here, for the young children, grandchildren that we all have. How can we continue to make Washington a thriving community for them to live in, for them to work in, to have admirable, noble jobs to provide for their families? That's the challenge that we face going forward, because it's a competitive world out there. And so my challenge to you is to be engaged in that discussion, be engaged in that process. I would encourage you to ask the tough questions, because it's by asking tough questions, getting good answers, and working together that we can achieve greatness, not just in Indiana, but really throughout the whole world. Those are the things that we're called to do. And then the final thing I want to ask all of you to do is to engage the young people. One of the things that was most successful about our Senate campaign 4 years ago when we unseated a 20-year incumbent was that we got the 20-somethings involved. We got the 30-somethings involved. And boy, they bring a fresh perspective to about any issue that you're going to look at. They have a tendency to pick up that prism and they look at it from a different direction and they see a different light shining through it. So don't leave it up to all these people with gray hair, okay? Get the young people involved in our communities to help have them help us lead, because boy, this is their community too. And they've got great ideas, and they've got ambitions and desires and dreams, just like we do, and just like we did when we were 20 or when we were 30. So I would encourage all of us to engage young people in getting them involved. And then finally, I would encourage us to have an attitude of how can we work together to achieve things. It's important that we have the ability to cuss and discuss, to agree and disagree without being disagreeable. Probably a good example I can use of that, and I'll use our mayor. When I was on city council, Joe and I didn't always agree with things. We saw things differently. And now that I'm a state senator, he comes to me with ideas from a local government perspective. And sometimes we absolutely agree, and sometimes we disagree. But you know what? We always get along. We always work well together. He doesn't ever take his toys and go home. He stays engaged in the process. And so I would almost ask all of you to hold Joe out as an example of how to lead this community going forward. How can we make this the greatest possible community that we can? And so I thank all of you for being here today. My goodness, I look at the name of people that have been involved with the Bicentennial Committee. What a great, great job they've done over the last year and a half or so. I especially thank Terry for chairing it. And believe it or not, my old, I don't want to say old, he's not old. my eighth grade history teacher, Don, for being involved with the process. So continue to celebrate the great things that we have, but don't settle for it. Strive for greatness tomorrow, for things that we can do to make this an even better community, for a better county as we move forward in the future. So, Dan, appreciate you having me be here. That was pressure being a VIP person, but thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Absolutely terrific. At this time, I'm going to ask Samantha Bobbitt, Executive Director of Davis County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, to come forward for a special recognition.
Hello. Thank you for allowing me to come and be a part of today. And thank you for allowing my staff and the Chamber of Commerce, Davis County Chamber of Commerce, to be a part of this last year, the big celebration that we've had. It's been a great last year and a half, and I think the committee did an excellent job of leaving a legacy, as well as including as many people as we could in the community. That's what we tried to do, so I hope that everybody knows that's what we intended. I've been pushed in the last year to do a different things that I'd never been able to have a part in before, like dressing up and partying like it was 1920 and commissioning an artist to paint a life-size bison, which will soon be located at the courthouse. We also coordinated a countywide torch relay. That was really fun. Went out through the whole county. Attended most of the concerts and the activities that went on during the last year and a half. And it officially made the last year the busiest year of my life. So I hope that it was special enough that my three little kids will remember, and the kids in the community will remember in 50 years whenever they go to open this box, what we did and, you know, what we intended to do. Now I'd like to take a second to recognize a sponsor that went above and beyond as our title sponsor. That's German American Bank. On behalf of the steering committee, I would like to give you our heartfelt thanks for the commitment to our community and being such a large part of the bicentennial celebration. We couldn't have done it without your support and your commitment, and we just want to say thank you to you again.
This goes to our team back here.
Goes to the team.
Your hand is here.
I'm going to learn to keep this stuff with me. Okay.
I'm going to stack all this.
At this time, I'm going to invite the members of the steering committee to come forward for the dedication of the time capsule.
On behalf of the steering committee, we would like to turn the ownership of the time capsule over to the Daviess County Museum. It's going to be housed in the museum. We're not going to bury it. It's going to stay in the museum. You can go see it. Water won't get into it. And this time, I think if Bruce Smith is here with the deed of grant, where Terry and I will sign that on behalf of the steering committee, and we'll officially dedicate the time capsule to the County Museum in the City of Washington.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Spielman, and Ms. Kelso, on behalf of the Board of Directors and members of the Daviess County Historical Society, we are both pleased and honored to accept this generous gift of the City of Washington 2016 Bicentennial Time Capsule. Thank you very much.
Don't go too far, Mayor. You have yet another special presentation for the rest of us.
I have refrained during my presentation earlier to name names because I knew I would miss somebody. Out of those 100 and some volunteers that we had, I knew I would forget some. But there are two special people that I would like to have come up, and that's Terry and Don, if you'd come up back up here once again. These two individuals, more than anyone, coordinated all the events, got all the volunteers to work together as humanly best as possible, and put on all the events. I don't think there was a single event that one or both of them were not in attendance at. And I want to thank them because they did a yeoman's job and took a lot of the stuff off of my back that I didn't need to do. And there were a lot of people pitched in. Everybody on that steering committee really did a yeoman's job, and I appreciate that. But these two were special, and I would like to present you with a very special commemorative key to the city. Thank you both.
Thank you, Don. Terry, thank you. What are we going to do next?
Yeah. Good luck getting anywhere with those keys, but never. That actually opens Joe's front door, I think. I want to take a minute here. You know, people are going to be watching this 50 years from now. And if it looks like we get along, we do. Right? If it looks like we like each other, we do. And if it looks like we're kind of special, that's true too. I mean, I look at this group of people and I couldn't be more moved by all of our willingness to get together on a day like this in July just to commemorate this event. So I want to give my own heartfelt thanks to the committee that put this together. I want to list off not only the committee, Mayor Wellman, thank you. Ron, thank you. Natalie Smith, thank you. We couldn't have done it without you with your contributions to the Millennium Walkway. Becky Krimp and all the volunteers of the Davis Community Hospital, thank you. Yolanda Bostic Granger with, yo, that's good. Thank you. Always a treat. Patsy Stanley Healy with the Special Occasions and Rentals for donating this. Thank you for that. Linda Epley with Eastside Flowers. Thank you for the balloon decorations. Richard Indall with Lifetime Video. Thank you. Hopefully we have something you can work with when this is over. All of the RSVP volunteers, thank you. You're very special to us, and you deserve our thanks in all that you do, not just these events, but thank you. Senator Basler, VIP, thank you. I want to point out Lori Daniel with Okra, thank you. I also want to point out Stacy Burris with Radius, Indiana, thank you. And Greg Jones with SIDC, thank you. Appreciate none of this is possible without the collective efforts of everyone. So thank you. At this time, I'm going to invite Reverend Cheryl Thorne to come up for the benediction. And while she's making her way up here, I want you to know we're going to have, when she's done, we're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the board members. But there's also going to be refreshments, and we want to invite everyone to sign the guest book. And please take time to visit this time capsule and its contents in the museum. And thank you also for all the museum workers, too. We appreciate you. So with that, please close. Yeah, let's give them a round of applause as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't want this to end. What a beautiful time we've had together. Will you pray with me? As we honor and hold gently our past, may we live fully our present. May we hope towards and build our future, living our mission as a community of Washington, Indiana, Davies County. Especially may we be a spiritual community that welcomes all, nurtures one another, works for justice, as we also care for the planet God is giving us. May we also reach outward to embrace our community and our beautiful and broken world, extending our ministry and mission to all with healing, justice, service, and love. Let us go forth in joy, live in peace, and return in love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. That concludes the ceremony. Thank you.